Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Finance Show, tiptv.co.uk. It's 10 a.m. Wednesday, the 13th of April, and we're going to see where the financial markets are going this morning. Mike Ingram is a strategist at BGC Partners. Good morning, Mike. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm good.
Right, I'm just really on the edge of my seat with the FTSE breaking higher today. It seems to have come off the back of better news from China. Exports up, imports down.
Yeah, it's the best export number we've actually seen in about 12 months, and a big snap back from the truly awful February numbers. So it looks as though overall, if you look at the first quarter data, China seems to be in a slightly better place than perhaps we thought it might be. Obviously, all subject to you actually believing any of these numbers in the.
I believe everything.
Well, actually, one of the few countries which the IMF actually upgraded its growth forecasts for this year was China.
No, the IMF. Yesterday there was a bum steer really from them, because it was gloom and doom from them for almost all across the board, wasn't it?
IMF economic forecasts are always lagging indicators anyway, so...
They know that? Hasn't somebody told them that?
Hello, you're a lagging indicator. They are paid a lot of money to get it right.
They're like Moody's and S&P, you know, you're also lagging indicators on credit.
I think that, when in another 3 months when we see the next set of IMF forecasts, unless something radically changes with the sort of global economic momentum that is being evidenced at the moment, they're going to have to downgrade again. That is my forecast of their forecast.
Well, that's
a pretty safe one as well.
Okay, let's have a look at the slides today. Download the Tip TV Finance app on App Store or on Android. Follow us on Twitter, join the Tip TV family at Official Tip TV for the latest news, updates and general, heads up on the market and directions and trends.
Market intelligence.
Exactly.
That's to know.
That's exactly right. What's trending? China global stocks rally on better than expected China trade data. Exports rise 11.5%. Tesco shares down despite first quarter underlying sales growth. First quarterly underlying sales growth in over 3 years. Euro-dollar strengths to fail, but don't expect any significant weakness, according to JP Morgan, who know about these things.
Indeed.
Right, moving along, we hope. Mike's morning markets, so we covered this a couple of hours ago in the early finance show, just after 8 o'clock. Overnight Asian markets significantly higher as China posts bigger than expected bounce in March. Exports, the yen weakens further, it's at now over 109. Bill Gross, formerly of PIMCO and now of Janus, says China's grown, the possibility that China is growing at 6% is an investor delusion. The IMF lowers its global growth forecast and warns of severe damage to global economy on a Brexit. They should know.
Well, they know all about damage. They've caused a lot of it over the years.
They know everything. Yes, this Brexit damage thing, do you think it's going to work? Is the Project Fear going to work?
I don't think so. I think it's actually becoming counterproductive. And I'm speaking in a somewhat personal capacity, but I do talk to other people occasionally, and I think people are getting pretty hacked off with being. They feel like they're being manipulated, and generally speaking, people. Yeah, but you're not meant to feel that. There's no point in manipulating somebody if they know they're being manipulated. That's the whole point.
It's a double bluff.
Well,
but on this Brexit thing, just everything which will be a bad summer if it's a Brexit. It'll be price of food will go up. Everything will go wrong.
There's a lot going on in June. I mean, obviously we've got the referendum itself on the 23rd, but I in my own mind I can see how Grexit might be linked to Brexit, because there have been rumblings of Grexit in the last week or so. We've got what's the Fed going to do in June? I think there's an immense pressure on the Bank of Japan to come up with further easing as we get into the summer. It's all coming together in that month. It's going to be interesting.
Inflection point?
Inflection, yes, indeed.
It's like that sort of the space-time continuum in Back to the Future. There's a sort of everything's around the November 1955. It's also around everything's around June 2016 as well.
Yes, the nexus.
Yes, exactly. So ICM online poll shows 45% of voters support Brexit versus 42% who wish the UK would remain in the EU. And companies reporting today included Tesco and WH Smith. Right, moving along to Nicole Elliott, the Investors Chronicle. With the market in a positive mindset today, all news is seen as good news. Oil prices are up at this year's highest level, which equals positive equities. Chinese exports up 11.5% in March. More good news. Chinese imports down 7.6%. Probably good news, and so on.
China actually, to link oil and the exports, actually China in the first quarter imported a record amount of crude oil. Quite interesting.
Very good.
Yes.
The IMF's latest world economic outlook has yet again seen growth forecasts revised downwards to 3.2% in 2016. However, things should improve in 2017 as all economies return to normal, with Donald Trump as president and the UK and a Brexit and all sorts.
You could have gone back 5 or 6 years and just changed these year numbers. It's always there. Next year's always better.
Where did they get 3.2%? How can you have 3.2% is one hell of a figure, isn't it? At any time. Or any time in the last 7, 8 years?
Well, I mean, the average, if you look at the pre-crisis average, it was more like 4.2%. And actually, even though you go, well, it's, what, 25% reduction, roughly, isn't it, from 4.2 to 3.2? But it actually, you know, if you take a look at population growth and so on and so forth, it actually feels a lot weaker than that. You know, 1% covers a lot of ground, shall we say. And, you know, again, from my perspective, you know, we're coming off from about 3% growth last year. The former forecast was 3.4, now the IMF is going to be 3.2. The numbers I'm looking at the moment think it's going to be 2.9. So rather than, you know, a growth from a lower base, I'm actually seeing a further decline. And this, of course, is one of the things that has worried markets in the first quarter of this year.
Okay, next slide is from Omkar Godbole, who's looking at cable, I believe. Inverted head and shoulders, bouncing off 142.20-ish line of uptrend line from last week, and should head up to 143.50 or more over the near term. Forex open positions, Oanda clients seem to be slightly less in love with silver now, down from over 80% to 70%. They're more in love with the dollar yen, 69, just under 70%. That was in the mid-60s before. And then on the short side, they seem to be winning now with euro dollar and euro sterling. So that is good news. We move along to the broker forecast, where I decided that I liked all these new trendy online types of retailers, e-tailers as they're called
yes.
these days.
You're a big client of Boohoo's, I take it, Zach.
I remember the first time they came to the stock market, and that didn't seem to go very well.
No, all sorts it was of, Boohoo, really.
Yes, Boohoo, yes, exactly. But ASOS, the most shorted stock on AIM, up £3 yesterday, up another pound today. That's painful, isn't it?
Yeah, it's up at a 12-month of high. I mean, it's interesting looking at the broker recs. I mean, you've got this, you know, reaffirmation of price targets for 4,500 p. Most of the markets are a little bit more circumspect. If you look at the average, it's 39.55, which implies only about 5% upside from where we're trading right now. I mean, this whole space is incredibly expensive. I mean, many companies, you're paying a very, very high multiple for growth. The company is growing very smartly. US sales growing 35%, UK sales growing 25%. The market likes the fact they pulled out of China because they were thinking, well, that's going to be a massive black hole. They're going to reinvest that cash into better IT, expanding their margins. But at the end of the day, for that 30% growth, you're paying 68 times forward earnings. You know, that's a lot, I would suggest.
Quite chunky. Yes.
It is chunky. It's a challenging multiple.
Okay. Boohoo, is there any wisdom to...
Well, similar businesses, and it was just for the ladies. If you look at the price target, they're saying 47.4, I think, is the average. Again, about a 5% upside. You are paying a much lower price, I would say, for similar sorts of growth. However, you're paying about 41 times forward earnings. So just on the models, I'd be a little bit more comfortable exposure Boohoo than ASOS. And I guess we'll come to the charts. It has also been a steadier performer, and earnings estimates seem to have been creeping up over recent weeks, which is, you know, so there's in as much as the numbers make sense, there's better fundamental support.
And super group, super dry, super trendy. What's any wisdom on that one?
Always. It's not a pure retailer, as you say, so it has got this physical legacy. Has been a bit up and down. I mean, we see it on the chart on the share price. But again, brokers uniformly bullish.
They like it. They all like
Well, put it this way, brokers generally don't dislike a lot of things, really. It's very difficult to get sell recommendations out of them.
Don't say that.
Well, it is. There are no sell recommendations, I believe, on Supergroup. But it's all buys and holds, mostly buys. So it's about 40% up, I think, over the last 12 months. But it has struggled, like as indeed have many stocks year to date. The earnings momentum seems to be reasonably solid going forward. You're looking at 25-ish% growth at a forward multiple of about 20. So, you know, you'd have to say, just for the value investors, that's probably the one of the three that you'd focus on.
Well, let's look at the charts. I've been bullish on ASOS even before the update today, surprisingly enough, as recognizing this is a bull flag above the 50-day moving average last month. Looking for the shares to fill the top of this 2014 gap towards £45, which was also ties in with the top of this price channel. Only really negative if we go back and stay back below the £35 level. Boohoo, also a great recovery on the technicals, if I can get the right Epic code, which is Boo. Wonderful recovery there. I'm actually looking for 60p rather than the 50p that the brokers are going for. Actually, possibly even more than that. So that just looks like a squeeze higher on an extended basis. And then finally, Supergroup, the rocky ride is evident there, but looks as though it's finding or will find an uptrend line there from December 2014. So that would make 1300 the place to go long after the dip from 1700. So interesting situation there. Mike Ingram, strategist, BGC Partners, thanks for opening the show for me today.